Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Big doings yesterday over at American Heritage and Plantation. Brandon Innes, junior wide receiver, one of the best, if not the best in the country, committed to Oklahoma. Not a big surprise, but certainly somebody that has been on the landscape for a number of years, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. That's a huge commitment.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, yesterday, I'm sure that everybody talked you out yesterday, and there are a lot of interviews and a lot of people picking your brain and such. But, I mean, this is something that you're going to go around just once in life. I mean, and you chose to do it as a junior. Why so early? Were you that convinced when you went on the trip to Norman that this was it?
Yeah, when I took the visit back in late June, I really was already, I was set to commit then, but I was like, nah, let me wait a little bit more. Everything just felt right. So it just felt right to do it early. Me and my family talked about it, had a couple phone calls with Coach Riley at Oklahoma, and did it early.
Yeah, and I know when you discuss it as a family, your mom and everybody are right in the middle. I mean, doing the positives and the negatives, and obviously this is a program that has churned out enough wide receiver talent over the years and has that offense that you like. Talk about that. I mean, you know, everything is a fit, and for you, I mean, that's almost the perfect fit because they love to throw to their receivers. They like to do a lot of things with them, and that's you.
Yeah, you're definitely, you're spot on. You know, they just got a quarterback in my class too, Malachi Nelson from California, to give me the ball. Lincoln Riley offense, you can't go wrong. The production to the NFL from the receiver standpoint is amazing over the past couple of years, and they're just going to keep adding Marvin Mims this year, Jaden Hazelwood in the next couple of years, and then Mario Williams. So now I hope to follow them guys.
And you see, like, even a guy who is a productive guy like the kid Rambo who came to Miami, I mean, he was a big-time kid coming out as well. So that just shows you that they're going after the best of the best. You know, the one thing, too, this has been kind of a crazy career for you. I mean, you started at the varsity level in the eighth grade. I mean, you played a big role. And then all of a sudden from university school to True Prep Academy last year, which was kind of a fun year. You know, in a year that was COVID, I know you guys had a lot of fun. You won a championship. Talk about that, because, I mean, for most kids, they never go through that. That was a lot. That, as you look back at it now, that was a lot to endure. You didn't know if you were going to play a season, and then all of a sudden you're playing for a different entity. What was that like for you?
Really, I was just blessed because not only for me, but also the seniors on our team. I just wanted them to have their last and final season of high school. And we was all blessed. We kept praying, we kept hoping, and it came true.
Yeah, no doubt. Brandon Nettis joining us. He's a junior receiver, one of the best in the country. And here's certainly two. You go year round. You play the 7-on-7 South Florida Express. You play high level competition. You get a chance to see a lot of these top players from around the country. So you pretty much know where you stand. I mean, you know, as far as seeing some of the top guys. Talk about the 7-on-7 because you have not just on the teams that you play, but on your team. The South Florida Expressors elite kids. Talk about that because that must help your game going against some of the best defensive backs in the country.
Yeah, definitely. 7-on-7, I use that season to work on my craft a lot, catches in traffic, strong hands. And, with SFE, South Florida Express, you know, we have the best DBs in and out every year. So when you mm-hmm. go up against them guys in practice, the tournaments are easy, really. Offense have great connections from playing against the best DBs. So 7-on-7 just gets you more prepared for the season, and it just gets your body right, really.
The other night, IMG opened up the season exhibition. That's the type of team, obviously. They're a deep team. You guys, I was there. You guys stood toe-to-toe with them. A couple of mistakes here and there. Talk about that, because here you're basically with new teammates. You've got a chance to, you know, kind of work with them over the last couple of months. But talk about what it was for your first game with a team like that.
Yeah, playing against IMG was the best thing we could have asked for, because of the high level they always play at and the high level we play at. For the first game, that didn't count, but it was just getting work. It was perfect for us. Sure. We made a lot of mental errors on our part. We made a lot of physical errors also. We got into the red zone 3 times where we didn't score, didn't put points on the board. And that's an offense fault. Right. We got to clean that stuff up. We also got to take care of our bodies. You know, late in the third quarter, we started getting cramps and little knick-knack injuries here and there. But that's all on our part.
And you learn, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You learn. You make mistakes, you learn, and you move on, and you just don't let them happen again. IMG, they had a very big up front. But, you know, our guys, I'm proud of our line. They did better than what I expected them to do, really. And I just move on in this week.
I know you're excited. Everybody's excited. I think this is going to be a great year for you guys. Again, you're going to New Orleans in a couple of weeks, playing at Coach Sertan's alma mater, which is going to be fun. This week you get to go to Naples. Then you come back and you play Chaminade. So you got some pretty good teams ahead. Obviously, you're used to that. And I just wanted to congratulate you on a commitment, on a great career so far. You're only halfway through. You got 2 more years to go. It seems like you've been here for like 10 years already. But Brandon, thanks so much. Yeah, doesn't it seem like you've been here for a while? But certainly, at least you're changing scenery, and it's. I know you're excited, and your family's excited, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that you're on your way to Oklahoma in 2 years, and congratulations again, and thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Brandon Nettis, I'll tell you what. You watch this young man play, and this is a big-time kid. Big-time kid. Good, great kid. Great person, as you could tell. A tremendous family. He's going to do real well wherever he goes. He's just that type of guy. I mean, he just doesn't blend in. He stands out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.